Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Mo found this on TikTok. Is this woman, like, should she be credited for knowing her worth, or was this just over the top?
It's caused quite the debate online, and I thought it was interesting. I found this on H-Bones Media's Twitter page, and I'll set the scene for you before you hear the audio. So a guy's pulling up to pick her up for their first date. He pulls up in a red Tesla. He's in the car. She is standing outside of the car, and he's attempting to lean over from the driver's side and open the passenger door, push it open for her to get in the car. And instead of her getting in the car and then proceeding on with the date, she felt like he should have got out the car and walked around the car and then opened the door for her. And until he did that, she didn't believe that the date should start. Here's how it went down.
Aren't you going to get out?
No, I just opened it.
No, you're going to open my door for me. Come out and open the door for me, or I'm not getting in.
No, it's cold outside now. You're not cold. Come inside.
Come open my door, please.
It's cold. You're already standing there now. I was just coming. I turned on the look. The car seat is
warm. I don't care what you turned on. I'm not getting in the car.
Everything is on.
I'm not getting in this car until you come and open the door for me. I'm a lady.
No, I get that, but you're already standing there now. It's not like I can, you know, I can. But you're there. So I'm just saying, since you're there, I've already opened it. Just get it.
I don't touch doors. So come, open the door for me.
So I drove 30 minutes to get here, and I'm here. I turned on the heater, everything.
10 minutes.
Even the date we're going on, is me that we pay. You see, we pay and I'll bring you back. So the least you can do is come and sit down. I'm offering you free seats. No.
I'm not getting in the car. Thank you. Thank you for being a gentleman.
You're involved. It's just normal.
Thank you.
Why are you like
I'm
this,
ready
sir?
Now.
You know what? Don't worry. Come out.
Are you serious?
No, just come out because I don't think this. No, come. Just come out first.
Are you serious right now?
No, come. I want to show you something.
Okay.
I want to show you something. I'm very confused. How I drove to this place. I came to pick you up. You could have met me there. I will also pay for the date. This place we are going, minimum $200. That I was spent. And I have to beg you to get in the car. It's not
all
like I can't open.
All I was asking is that you just
open
the door.
It's not that I can't open the door. It's just that you already stand. I opened the door twice. Don't worry. You know, sometimes.
Where are you going?
Sometimes you just be avoiding problems.
Where are you going?
I'm getting in my car. I'm opening my door by myself.
Are you serious? I just wanted you to be a gentleman.
No, don't worry. He's like, enjoy the night.
Is he freaking serious right now?
Move so that I don't run you. I don't climb on your head.
Where are you going?
Cleared it in a spaceship. It's clearly going to Mars.
Supposed to be going on a date. Where are you going?
No, I'm going home. It's not a. Yo, I'm.
Didn't you drive out here for me?
I thought I did, but clearly, let me just respect myself and go home. You know.
Wow. Wow.
Dude had a long day working at McDowell's. That's the first thing.
Right.
Only you would get that.
I get it. I'm not the only one that got it.
I'm not sure who's right and who's wrong here. It's just two egos going at it, man.
Well, I mean, she can't sit here and go, wow. She wanted him to open the door.
He didn't. They're seeing two things differently. She can't get mad at him for leaving, just as, you know, she can't get mad at him for not opening up the door. Like, they are not compatible. These two are not going to be a good match. But the fact that, you know, she has every right to want a man to open the door for her. She made a little bit of a scene. He obviously was sticking to his guns. And then he just felt like this is not going to be the right match. I'm going to leave. But she can't sit there and act like...
This is ego on ego. That's all this 100%. Is right here, man.
And she's filming. Was she the one filming the whole
thing?
Was. Yeah, and you're filming the whole thing. Like, come on now.
That was my whole thing, was filming it. I felt like was the worst part of it all. But I'm not mad at either one of them. Uh-huh. Like, that's her standards. Yep. She feels like the man should open the door. That's cool. I'm not mad at him for feeling like I don't went all this way and you're going to make me... I'm just mad they spent 3 minutes figuring out each other's worth. Like, it didn't have to take that long to just figure out this ain't gonna work for either one of us. I should keep it moving.
Yeah, they both think that they're respecting each other, but in different ways. I almost wonder if it's a cultural difference. Like, maybe he clearly has an accent, so maybe where he grew up, like, you just didn't open doors for people. Mm-hmm. You open your own doors. And she's standing there thinking, I'm respecting myself because where I come from, a gentleman opens up the door for a lady.
Yeah, I was called on a recent date cute and adorable for opening a door for a woman. and old-fashioned as well. But yeah, I would be embarrassed if I was him. Like, if she said open the door for me and I hadn't, I would have immediately gotten out of the car and apologized and let her in the car, and we'd have been on our way, but not these two.
Yeah, the minute he said he was just trying to get her to get in the car, she should have just walked away.
We said, I put the seat warmers on you, and it's free seats. What else you want, lady?
The Burt Show.